Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, everyone. Today's program is about dance, and we're going to interview a principal dancer from the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Welcome to our program, Sarah Daly.
Hello, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sarah, let's start off with you telling us about your background. How did you become interested in dancing?
Well, I've been dancing ever since I can remember, really. I think the story goes that I was just sort of running around the house. You know, my mom wanted to put me into something that could take up all that energy, and dance was one of those things, and I stuck with it after I sort of discovered that I had a knack for it. So I studied ballet mostly up until about middle school, high school. I started to explore modern and jazz through my teacher, Watmore Casey, in Hanover Park. So he introduced me to different styles of dance, and then we, as a group, as a studio, would go see performances at the Auditorium Theater of companies like Joffrey, Iceman Ballet, Ailey, all these amazing companies, and that sort of opened up my world in terms of different kinds of dance. And then when it was time for me to go to college, I wanted to major in dance, so I looked at all of the colleges around that had a great dance program. And Fordham University had a partnership with Ailey, so I decided that that was my first choice. And long story short, I ended up going there. And then I got into Ailey 2, the junior company, after I graduated college, spent 2 years there, and then auditioned for the first company, and I've been a dancer with the first company for, well, this is my sixth season.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, you're from the Illinois state near Chicago?
I am. I've lived in Bartlett, and my family is now in South Elgin right now.
Oh, wow. So you're performing here at the Auditorium Theater, so you're going to have a lot of family attending, I'm sure.
Definitely. Every year. It's such a wonderful homecoming.
Okay. Well, please tell us what is upcoming for Alvin Ailey at the Auditorium Theater for March 2017.
Well, we'll be performing March 22nd through the 26th. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing back a lot of works that people have seen before and they love, like Night Creature, of course, Revelations, We're bringing in a few new works that will be a premiere, a work called Deep by an Italian choreographer that is wonderful and sort of takes you into a whole different world with this really great music. These two sisters that sing in English and Yoruba,
Yoruba.
And then there's another piece called Walking Mad by Johan Inger that is something new for us that we just premiered at our City Center season in New York. There's an Untitled America by Kyle Abraham, which takes a look at the impact of the prison systems on African-American families in America. There is The Winter in Lisbon, which is just a fun piece that kind of gets everybody moving in their seats, the celebration of Duke Ellington and his music. Oh, I'm sorry, Dizzy Gillespie and his music. And then we have another piece called Ella, choreographed by our current director, Robert Battle, that is a duet that's set to a live performance of Ella Fitzgerald, and it's really exciting. It's short. She's singing all these words. She's singing words, and she's scatting, and the dancers sort of hit every note that she hits with a movement. So it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of great pieces that I think people will really enjoy.
Okay. Now tell us about After the Rain.
After the Rain? After the Rain is a beautiful duet choreographed by Christopher Wheeldon. It's an excerpt of a larger piece. We only do the duet, and the music is by Arvo Part. And it's sort of abstract in concept, but the audiences are really drawn to the simplicity of it and the intricate partnering and the piano music, that the simple notes that kind of continue from beginning to the end draws everybody into the stage and sort of creates an intimate world, and the partnering is really beautiful, and people really love it. So I'm glad that we're bringing that one back too.
Now you have something that's premiering here in Chicago, Our Evolution Dream. Give us a little insight on that one.
Sure. That was choreographed by one of the dancers in the company, a longtime member, Hope Boykin. It was really amazing to work with her as a choreographer. You know, usually she's on the other side of the room with us as dancers. Mm-hmm. She's in the front of the room, and to be able to listen to what she was inspired by, which were speeches and sermons of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and beautiful music by Allie Jackson of the Jazz at Lincoln Center. So she was inspired by all these inspirational words of all these people in history, and she wanted to sort of explore that on the stage. It's a big group piece, lots of colors, great music. She has text from all these speeches. She has her own writing in it. And I think that really people should really check that one out.
Okay. Well, we want everyone to check out all of the performances. The run is from Wednesday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 26th. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there are evening performances. Saturday, there is an afternoon matinee, as well as an evening performance. And Sunday, there is a matinee. Tickets begin at $33, and they're available online at theauditoriumtheater.org, and that's spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So auditoriumtheater.org, or you can call for ticket information at 312-341-2300. Now, Sharon, I'm sorry, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, Sarah, I understand that you are also have two matinee performances for students. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Those we call our mini performances, And it's just sort of a condensed version of an evening performance, usually an hour long. We do an excerpt of a larger piece. Maybe we'll do an excerpt of Night Creature or Winter in Lisbon. And then we take a short pause, and then we do all of Revelations. And it's hosted by one of the senior members of our company. Mm. So it's a really great educational moment. I love when we can do this for all the kids that are bused into the schools, or bused in from the schools, because they get a chance to not only see what we do performance-wise, but they get to learn about the history of the company. They get to participate in a little choreography themselves. They get to see how, the lights work. Our stage managers usually put on a little bit of a light show for them that really gets them excited. Mm-hmm. And it's just an interactive way of learning about dance and art, and I think it's a good way of helping kids see how important arts and culture are to, just growing up to society, how you can relate to the people that you see on the stage. I think that's a really important thing, that the students that we perform for are seeing a reflection of themselves up on the stage being brilliant. And I think it's very inspiring for them. We get letters, videos, and thank you cards from kids who have come to our mini performances. So it's a very rewarding thing that we do.
Yes, indeed. And we want, again, everyone to contact the Auditorium Theater for tickets this year. Every year it seems better than the year before. And one thing we look forward to each year is a performance of Revelations. Tell us about that.
Revelations is a piece like no other, choreographed by our founder, Mr. Ailey, in 1960. It takes you from struggle to jubilation. Everyone can find something that they relate to in that piece. I don't think that I've ever met anyone who's seen the piece who isn't moved by it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And the dancers, we talk about this a lot because people always ask, how do you continue to perform a piece like that that has been going for so long and has seen so many people perform these roles? How do you keep it fresh? And we like to say that it's so different from anything else that anyone else performs, because of the legacy, because of the meaning and people who have come before us. There's no way to not put your whole soul into it when you perform. There's a responsibility that comes with it. It's sort of cathartic at the end. You know, whatever you're going through at the beginning of the piece, by the end of the piece, you've released something in some way. So it's wonderful to watch when I get the chance to be an audience member and watch from the house. And it's amazing to perform and know that I'm touching somebody in some way. I'm touching somebody's life and hopefully moving them.
Well, we feel very special to have you join us. Our audience is touched by your presence, Sarah. And is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Just if you get a chance, come check us out. We love being in Chicago. I personally love being in Chicago. It feels like a second home for the company, and of course it's my home. But the audience, I feel like we have a really great relationship. I know that I was going to see Ailey from middle school through high school, up until I left for college. So I know that we have many audience members that religiously every year come to see us. So that's a wonderful feeling to have a family like that.
And for anyone who hasn't seen Alvin Ailey performed here in Chicago, this is your chance. So please contact the auditoriumtheater.org for ticket information. And we look forward to seeing you there, Sarah.
Thank you. being there.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Bye now. Greetings, everyone. We are so privileged that the second segment of today's program is dedicated to Thotas Dance Chicago. And we have the esteemed
Melissa Thotas,
who is the creator, founder, and artistic director of this company, joining us in studio today. Welcome to the program, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Melissa, let's start off with you telling us about your background. How did you get started in dance?
For me personally, I fell in love with dance at about the age of 6. I was a big tomboy, and I was very physical and athletic, and I loved to run and climb trees, and my mother thought, well, maybe she'd like to move in a ballet class. And at the time, I didn't care too much for wearing pink tights, but I did fall in love with the movement. So I went with wearing the uniform of the ballet dancer, which is a black top and pink tights and pink ballet shoes and pink bows in the hair. And from there, it's a true love story of and a passion for me.
Now, is that in the Chicago area, or where do you hail from?
It's actually very close by. I grew up in the suburb of Evanston, the town of Evanston, and both of my parents were teachers at Northwestern, so we lived very close to campus, and the school where I trained is called, and it's still there today, run by the same teacher that taught me when I was very young. It's the Evanston School of Ballet.
Wonderful, wonderful. And now you have your own company. Tell us how and why you founded Thotas Dance Chicago.
Well, that is a neat story. I fell in love with choreography in my high school dance club. So I trained at the Evanston School of Ballet for many, many years, and continued to do that through high school. But through my dance club at Evanston Township High School, I had the opportunity to start creating dances. So I began to fall in love with directing and choreographing and working with different music and different dancers and creating different pieces about different meanings of things in the world and different stories. And so I got that bug very early in life and then continued to hone my dancing and my skills in college at Skidmore College. I went away to college and came back and performed professionally for about 6 years, which is about the time that I began teaching. I began talking a lot about what it's important in dance and certain training and in certain techniques. And it got me thinking about what it is that I really love about dance. And what I love is the ability to, at the time, perform, to create and choreograph, and also to teach. So Thotas Dance Chicago was founded on that premise. And I, as a choreographer, performer, and teacher in our greater Chicago community, created a company in 1992 that reflected those very wonderful creative forces that I think really nurtures a dance artist and really informs them and gets them ready for a very successful and enriching creative life.
Well, Melissa, what sets Thotas Dance Chicago apart from the so many other dance companies here in the Chicago area?
Well, I think that we have a unique and very athletic style and way of moving. But outside of that, what is truly different is the very structure that I was talking about. We provide opportunities for our professional artists that we hire to create, to teach, and to perform. Usually, if you're in a company, you do one of those things. If you're in a very large professional dance company and you're trained as a dancer, you will just dance. And outside choreographers are brought in. It's very rare, I think, for an organization to provide opportunities for dancers to choreograph and have their work premiered publicly and reviewed publicly, which is what we do. We also have a school, and we also have a very large outreach program. So we create opportunities for our dancers to teach in the community as well, and at the same time, train and perform with us. So the fact that all three of these things are happening at once under our umbrella, I think, does set us apart as a dance company in this community.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you use the model of what you enjoy of choreography and teaching, and you've mentored your dancers to learn and aspire to do the same.
It's very important, and I think the type of dancer that's interested in working with the company is a dancer who has similar goals. The dancers that we work with tend to have degrees in dance from colleges, universities, and conservatories because they're very interested in dedicating their life to these three areas. So when they can't perform anymore, when they retire as a performer, just like athletes do, they have these other skill sets and these other interests in the art form itself that keep them going and that keep the art form alive.
Wonderful. Now, Thotis Dance received much attention when you began presenting contemporary story ballets, fusing contemporary dance with familiar stories. For instance, tell us about your 2011 world premiere named Best Dance of 2011 by the Chicago Sun-Times, The White City, Chicago's Columbian Exposition of 1893.
Well, that was a really wonderful project and wonderful experience. And that was a collaborative project. I have the pleasure to have Tony Award-winning Anne Reinking as not only my colleague, but a very dear friend. And we have been working together for many years in many capacities and on many projects. She enabled us to receive some National Endowment from the Arts funding to bring in some early Fosse work that was only done on film, so we were able to bring some Bob Fosse work to audiences all across the country, and in Chicago it was very exciting. She set her own choreography on the company as well. But we decided that there were some really important stories in our greater community that we felt needed a larger platform and needed a platform in dance. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the World's Fair was here in Chicago back in 1893 changed Chicago's trajectory as a city forever and very, very greatly at the time. It really, truly, half of the population of the country came to this city to experience that. Mm-hmm. And that's phenomenal at that time. So we wanted to give the Columbian Exposition a very special platform and create a story ballet about that. Now, Anne Reinking's background is not only in dance, but it is very honed in the theater. And so we worked together to create this one-act story ballet that has been performed at the Auditorium Theater in the past and that is also been performed in many other communities on tour.
Well, you followed The White City with another story ballet that was of particular interest to our audience, A Light in the Dark, the story of Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan. Can you tell us about that project?
Absolutely. Following our wonderful success with The White City, Chicago's Columbian Exposition of 1893, and the touring of that piece, we knew we wanted to work together again. And we were very inspired by the story of Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan, and also felt that that story was not out in the world as much as it has been in the past. For example, my twin daughters were studying in school at the time, and I believe they were in about eighth grade, sixth to eighth grade in that arena, and I didn't see anything about Helen Keller in any of their literary readings or anything, and it was a requirement at the time that I grew up, and it's such an inspiring story. So while Helen Keller's story has been told through the movies and through film, and also has been told through live theater on Broadway, it has not been told through dance. And so we use the medium of dance, the medium that we're most passionate about, to tell that story. And that also has reached many, many audiences. What's really exciting about that particular story is we created it with the intent of those that are hearing impaired and also blind are able to experience it. We use audio description, and we have interpreters come when we perform that work, and we've done that in communities across the country, and it's been very rewarding. In addition, we prior to that piece, we invite audiences for a touch tour on stage prior to the performance so that they can have a more engaged and valued experience of the story of Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan.
Well, speaking of reaching out to broad audiences, I understand that you have teaching contemporary dance that you do with youth in underserved schools and communities.
Yes, that's something that we do very much so. We have a program with the Barreto Club, which is a boys and girls club here in Humboldt Park, and that's a very special program that has been in existence for a few years. And when we go into communities throughout the country, we do very extensive community outreach work. We've done work in many different places. We had in one community in Ohio, in 1 week, we had 36 residency activities. Can you imagine?
Wow.
we went into the fire department and taught yoga. We went into the police department and taught Pilates. We did an amazing poetry movement workshop in a lockdown facility detention center, a juvenile lockdown facility. And that was so inspiring and moving. And it was a very rewarding experience for everyone involved.
Well, I can't believe after 25 years, you're recently announcing a change in the structure of your company. So what does the future hold for us?
The future will become more fluid and more creative. I'm restructuring the organization so that we can do more project work and get into the community in new and different ways. 25 years of the same thing can sometimes feel a little bit confining. And so it's very much in my interest to take the organization to a new place and to find some more collaborative work to do in the community and in the greater community as well.
Well, your company is one of the most, if not the most, versatile. So that's going to be interesting what direction, and we definitely have to follow you. How can we stay in touch?
Oh, through our website, thodosdancechicago.org. That will be updated very frequently.
And please spell it for us.
Sure. thodosdancechicago.org.
Well, you're going to have a final concert at the Auditorium Theater coming up very shortly. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I have curated a very special performance in celebration of our 25th anniversary. And we are truly spanning the spectrum of dance history here in America and the work that we've done here in Chicago for our very special Chicago audience. And we hope everyone will come. The first act opens with very current and contemporary works created by my own artists, by guest artists who are creating very currently in the field. And there's also a new work that I created this past fall. The second act of the program is a very, very special piece. I selected a very special work by an artist from the West Coast, a legacy artist. Bella Lewitsky was a very famous dance artist on the West Coast and in modern dance, and she has a beautiful, amazing work titled Nos Giratori, and it's a legacy work, and I'm so thrilled to bring a part of the West Coast and the history of modern dance in America to our Chicago audience with this piece. And I hope the audience will come and experience it. It's going to be really fantastic. And then the final act of Thodos Dance Chicago's 25th anniversary performance will be a special work of mine titled The Wheel Trilogy, and it's in three different sections, and it spans the spectrum of 25 years.
Well, it has been so delightful speaking with you, Melissa. We want to invite everyone to come out this upcoming Saturday, March the 11th, for the 7:30 performance at the Auditorium Theater. You can get ticket information at auditoriumtheater.org, and that's spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. For auditoriumtheater.org. We want to see everyone come out and enjoy this very last performance of the traditional 25 years of the Thotis Dance Chicago. Thanks again, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we also want to once again thank Sarah Davis from Alvin Ailey for segment one. Have a great week, Chicago, and we'll see you at the auditorium. This is Ruth Frazier with Building Community, Strengthening Nations. Bye now.